Earlier this month, the United States formally certified that Nigeria's government is cooperating in the international campaign against drug trafficking. The certification was a major victory for Nigeria's two-year-old civilian government, which is struggling to help the country recover from decades of military dictatorship. But American officials say Nigeria remains a major hub in the international drug trade. Ivan Watson reports from Lagos.
At Murtala Mohammed International Airport outside Lagos, Nigeria Airways is filming a television commercial to promote its new passenger flight between Lagos and New York.
Okay, dry run, action!
The service is less than a month old, and it's the first direct commercial flight between Nigeria and the U.S. since 1993. 8 years ago, President Clinton banned flights from Nigeria, saying it did not meet international security standards. That same year, the State Department added Nigeria to the list of nations that are failing to cooperate in anti-drug efforts. Now this airport has become the focus of Nigeria's war on drugs.
How long have you been in Nigeria now?
Came in on the 12th.
On the 12th.
Nearby, at the Nigeria Airways check-in counter, U.S. and Nigerian officials are now working together to catch drug smugglers. U.S. representatives are on hand to help Nigerian security catch fraudulent American passports and visas. And next to the check-in counter, officials use a U.S.-donated device to detect traces of heroin and cocaine in passenger baggage. No drugs have been found on the new flight to New York, but authorities say they intercept 5 to 6 shipments of drugs moving in and out of this airport every month. Howard Jeter, the new United States ambassador to Nigeria, is quick to compliment the country on its progress towards combating the narcotics trade. But he says the Nigerians still have a long way to go.
And it is a fact that very significant quantities of narcotics are trafficked from Nigeria as a transit point to the United States and to other points outside of Africa and inside Africa as well.
Alhaji Lafiaji, the chairman of Nigeria's National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, has been credited with recent successes in Nigeria's fight against drug smugglers.
We are going to continue to cooperate with the United States government in order to have a drug-free country.
Washington's decision to award Nigeria narcotics certification was due in large part to the recent extradition to the U.S. of 4 Nigerian nationals wanted in America for drug-related crimes. 2 of the 4 were on the White House list of international drug kingpins. Ambassador Jeter says the controversial decision came from the Nigerian presidency, after repeated attempts to convict the suspects here were thwarted in Nigerian courts. Lawal Shwaibu, chairman of a Nigerian Senate committee on narcotics, says the weakness of the judicial system is the biggest obstacle towards battling drug syndicates.
One of the most corrupt arms of government today is the judiciary. Out of every 10 judicial officers, I think you find 8 to be corrupt and of a very high level. They can change the course of law to incline towards somebody for whom they feel obligated.
Shwaibu also points out that the big money to be earned in drug smuggling continues to tempt those who are supposed to be fighting narcotics traffickers. Drug Enforcement Agency Chairman Lafiaji says he will not compromise in his campaign to arrest more Nigerian drug smugglers. His deputies suggest fugitive Nigerians still on the U.S. extradition list may not be at large for much longer. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.